We begin today in Vanuatu, where a massive aid effort is kicking in as locals struggle to comprehend the scope of the devastation caused by Cyclone Pam. The Category 5 storm, which tore through the island nation on the weekend, was one of the worst to hit the region, and authorities still don't know the final death toll. The ABC's Liam Cochrane is now in Port Vila and joins us from there. Liam, are you shocked by what you're seeing?
Eleanor, the damage is certainly extensive, even in the central part of the capital. And obviously in the outer islands and the rural areas of the country, it's going to be much worse. But here in Port Vila, there are trees that have just been stripped of their leaves that have fallen down all over the city. The roads have for the most part been cleared of debris and of fallen trees. And the minibus public transport system has started again today for the first time. So there is some sense of normalcy returning to life here in the capital. The city is on a lovely bay which was very hard hit by the cyclone. I'm standing right next to the water, and half a dozen yachts have been smashed into each other. One catamaran is half sunk on the coastal. See similar scenes of boats that have just been smashed against the coast, smashed against each other, and that's the word people keep using here, is that Vanuatu has been smashed by this cyclone.
Now, Liam, it's a little difficult to hear you. It's obviously a tricky line of communication there, but is there any information yet from those outlying areas which have been cut off since the storm hit?
Not that we've been able to get. We have been in transit for the last few hours, so I'm not sure if more details have trickled through. But communications are, of course, very difficult. Phone lines are still out for the most part, it's hard to get information through. People are obviously very worried, particularly about people on Tenna, which is a densely populated island to the north, which was right in the line of the cyclone. And there's serious concerns about the casualties and deaths that may have occurred in those areas where infrastructure really isn't too good, and flimsy houses would have just been ripped apart and become missiles.
So what are the authorities there saying about the scale of this at this stage?
We haven't been able to speak. We've only just recently landed, so we haven't been able to get official comments from anyone with a recent update. But of course, the relief and recovery efforts are underway. We saw the Australian military at work at the airport unloading and getting everything organised. Aid groups have been coming in over the last 24 hours. So there's a huge aid effort that is ramping up at the moment.
And Vanuatu's President Bulbul Lonsdale was attending a UN disaster recovery conference in Japan when the cyclone hit. He's spoken again from Japan this morning about the situation in his country. What did he say?
Well, of course, it's very fitting that the President Bulbul Lonsdale is in Japan for this conference, and he has used the occasion to call for assistance and has said that this cyclone will have an impact on Vanuatu's ambitions to become a more prosperous nation. He's spoken again today at that conference, and let's have a listen to what he had to say.
A state of emergency has been declared in Vanuatu. The communications is slowly being restored in Port Vila. It will be for some time to get back the communications in other islands. In Port Vila itself, which is the capital of the country, most of the building has been destroyed. And many houses have been destroyed. Schools, health facilities has been destroyed. At this stage, I know my people are very hopeless, panic, but it will take time for them to be recovered and see what help and assistance they can be given.
A very emotional Vanuatu President Bulbul Lonsdale there, and our reporter on the ground in Port Vila, Liam Cochrane.